Hello, hello, we are back. It is 8:14 AM. You are listening to The Morning After with Ben and Josh on RDU 98.5. And on the other end of the line, we do have Princess Chelsea. Good morning.
So not Princess Chelsea, but...
You're not? All right, well, we...
we've been in doubt otherwise. Gosh, shocking.
So we're very sorry. So how about we just stop being dumb idiots and you can just introduce yourself?
Chelsea Jade, friend of Princess Chelsea, but not correlated in any way that would be meaningful to this conversation.
Soy.
I know exactly. No, that's fine. I love you, Chelsea. I know exactly who you are, but that's problematic for the sake of being told we're interviewing a different Chelsea this morning.
Yeah, we just like, hi. We got an email yesterday that says Princess Chelsea and your number. So, you know, we'll take full responsibility for that.
I could attempt to do this interview as Princess Chelsea. Oh my
gosh. Well, I mean, you're royalty anyways, so we'll give you that much. Do you want to spiel a little bit about what you're currently up to? And yeah, I mean, why you're here this morning? Because then we can, you know, work backwards sort of thing.
Well, I'm currently at the tail end of a lovely New Zealand tour.
Yes.
I haven't miraculously been able to undertake after being in LA for the lion's share of the pandemic, so I'm thoroughly enjoying myself.
Well, I'm honestly shook. See, this is me immediately improvising, but I'm very pleased that you were interviewing you, because I have seen your posters all around the city. You played Castle's Blue Smoke and I heard so many good things. I'm like so excited for that show coming up. Gosh. So I'm like, I'm a little bit, now I'm
Ben's
fangirling.
Ben's starstruck now.
See, how it was is that Josh was like, oh my God, Princess Chelsea. But now I'm like, oh my God, Chelsea Jade.
It's been a whirlwind of a morning.
It has.
You're on this tour at the moment. You've got Castle's Blue Smoke coming up on the 26th. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how it's been going so far and what people can get excited for this Blue Smoke gig?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you that the Wellington show was extremely hectic and sold out, and I think I developed a new level of tinnitus from
not tinnitus.
Rowdy.
I'm not shocked. So
that's the challenge I'm laying for Christchurch, is how much of my hearing can you disintegrate?
Oh my gosh. One of my favourite things about you and the way that you market yourself, I suppose, is not only the monochromatic nature, but also just the stripped down sort of vibes that you have. So I guess, do you want to talk to just being minimalist, or more so what inspired the way you're presenting yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I just have a really busy mind, so the way that I could counteract that is by making things look super serene.
Yes, that's how we felt this morning playing a lo-fi track and doing meditation over it.
Yeah, we're like, oh, so calm.
It's good to have that zen moment, especially when, you know, the music is hype. So it's good to hear about that duality.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I encourage close listens of my songs so that you can get a little bit of both.
Fantastic. Do you want to tell us a little bit about genre when it comes to your tunes? We love asking people on the show about how they bend genre. I didn't say gender, as I love to mistake myself too as well. You market yourself as DIY pop, but then hearing your tunes, it's in part like that, but also I sense other directions when it comes to genre. So yes, what genre would you classify your music?
For me, DIY isn't really a genre. It's an ethos and a way of being, in that I'm not attached to any corporate entity. So I do things by myself. But in terms of genre, I don't subscribe to genre really. I consider genre none of my business.
Sophia, my gosh. It's festival season right now, or at least we're coming on the tail end of it, and it's kind of been delayed because of the pandemic. So two questions. One, how has the pandemic impacted you in unique ways? And B, did I just say one and B?
I think you did, yeah.
Okay,
but that's fine.
And B,
we can move on.
B, is any tips for staying in a right mind and, you know, completing the endurance challenge that is festival season?
I mean, I think this is like, it's like one of those ninja warriors. You know who, you know those like shows where they're
American Ninja Warrior. Very familiar.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Yeah.
It's like I'm one of those hard bodies who really wants to get through the obstacle course. You know, like that's my ambition in life.
Mm.
So like it's like a pleasure to contort my body to get through it, you know. That's what I'm building my body for.
Nice. Yes, fantastic.
I love that.
Gosh, that's a great piece of advice too. So what with Definitely. The pandemic as well, is that your ethos? Surely not.
I mean, my ethos with the pandemic was is to observe as much as you can when you have the time, because it's a really valuable time to like really think, I think.
Totally. You are a former student of the University of Auckland. We are university students. And so what advice would you give to a university student that to themselves is thinking, is music something I can actually do?
It depends what you're... I reckon I dropped out of... I dropped out of school. But I borderline regret it, because I think that training lateral thinking skills is really valuable no matter what you do.
Mm.
So, I would say, like, take in as much information as possible. You don't have to apply it right away.
Hell yeah. Yeah, oh, for sure. Gosh, see, that I feel like I'm nearing dropping out. So it's fun to, it's reassuring to hear, to say the least.
Yes.
Nice.
The song was success.
Also, like, there's plenty to be learned outside of institutions.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Preach.
And,
preach.
I guess, going off from that, what is some, like, important, skills that you've learned since your kind of journey into, you know, making music full-time and that being your career? What have been some, like, important lessons that you've learned along the way?
I think that primarily you don't have to be nice, but you do have to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
And kindness and niceness are two different things, and kindness is much more valuable than benign niceness.
Mm.
Benignness.
Benign. Wow. Exactly. Ben's really struggling to put those
yeah,
two
my arms aren't long enough
right
for that reach. Yeah. You've just released Superfan, and speaking as one, do you want to tell us a little bit about that track?
Gosh.
Yeah. I find myself being push and pull type of person where I love the attention, I hate the attention, and it's kind of, I mean, treat 'em mean, keep 'em keen is a key lyric in the song. I think it speaks to it speaks to how I behave with the people I love. So that's Superfan in summary.
Amazing. Nice. And your other recent track is Shark Attack. And it's funny because Josh and I love talking on the show about how there's no such thing as a shark attack.
Yeah.
So it's like when a cyclist is in a car accident.
Yeah, you know.
Anyways,
well, there's no shark attack. You're at the shark's home.
Okay, I've got it started now.
It's a shark defense.
Do you want to tell us
attack, anyway,
a little bit about this track too?
Sorry.
Yeah, Shark Attack is I actually just did it at the last minute for a covers album to celebrate Split Ends.
Mm.
It's a Split Ends track. So
I'd hoped.
Yeah,
Amazing. Oh, cool. Do you cover artists often?
Never. I never do. But look, we were in the pandemic. There was a window of time and someone asked me to do it, and I thought, why the hell not? I like Split Ends.
Hell yeah. Gosh, that's so cool.
That's so cool.
Chelsea Jade, thanks for coming onto the show this morning. Ooh, Princess Chelsea Jade, we should say. Gosh, sorry about that. You're playing... go ahead, sorry.
No, go. Oh, I was going to say, when Princess Chelsea does appear, I feel like it's only right.
To call her Chelsea Jade!
We will make sure to intro her as Chelsea Jade, yeah.
Not this! Oh my gosh. You're playing... See, I could listen to you talk all day, that's the thing. That's why I'm so shook. Anyways, 26th of March is when you're playing Castles Blue Smoke, but you're also hitting Dive at Dunedin, Peachy Keen Fest in Wellington as well. Thank you so much for coming onto the show this morning. Do you have any final words for our listeners, Sensei?
Oh, look... Definitely treat them and keep them keen, but also come to these shows or I'll wither away.
Yes! Hell yeah.
Fantastic. All right, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.
My God.